This is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today. Today is January the 17th, and our Bible reading portion is from Genesis chapters 49 and 50. There is true power in forgiveness. After Jacob died and was buried, there was no one now to stand before Joseph if he wanted to take revenge on his brothers. The way Joseph's brothers had behaved to him earlier had been like the archers who had bitterly grieved him, shot at him, and hated him. Genesis 49 verse 23, according to the last prophetical words of his father Jacob. His brothers had hated him, plotted to murder him, and then sold him to Egypt, where he was separated from all his loved ones. As the master of Egypt, Joseph now had all the reasons, with the political power and authority, and also now the opportunity to repay his brothers for their hatred and betrayal towards him. That is why his brothers pleaded for mercy and declared their servitude to him. What was Joseph's reaction when the messengers sent by his brothers requested his clemency? Genesis chapter 50 verse 17 says like this, Joseph wept when they spoke to him. We can visualize the tender heart of Joseph as he became very emotional. After this, Joseph spoke something profound to his brothers. Do not be afraid, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive. Now therefore, do not be afraid. I will provide for you and your little ones. And he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. Genesis chapter 50, verse 19 and 20. Based on Joseph's response to his brothers, let us look at Romans chapter 12, verse 19 to 21, where it says like this, Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, Vengeance is mine, and I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him to drink, for in doing so, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Here are some good learning points that we can take for us. Number one, we should not replace God's role at any time when it comes to striking back at others who have harmed us. Number two, we need to love and forgive our enemies just like Christ has taught us. Number three, we need to move beyond forgiveness and show our love in action by providing the needs of our enemies as Joseph had done for his brothers. Let us remember that there is true power in forgiveness that we should exercise in our daily lives and relationships.